Yo, it's time to Space Jam, Charlie.
That could just be our theme song.
I think we should just keep it on that. Just remake, just get a really good old remix of Space Jam every time.
Space Jam, it's timeless. I almost watched it today, to be honest. I had it queued up. They're like, Matt, never mind.
No, not today. Not today. Well, welcome to the 25th episode of Charlie and Me. Our podcast is officially older than both of us. It was last time, too, I guess, but...
Almost. Don't get cheeky.
Don't get cheeky. So, I'm on vacation. I'm living the dream. I'm coming to you live from the beach, basically. Or, like, 5 feet away.
Northwoods Beach.
And it's great. Living the dream. We got a fun interview. It's a little more family-focused. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. Other than that, flew into vacation today. Flew from Des Moines to Minneapolis. A nice up-and-down flight. Then flew from Minneapolis to Green Bay. Another up-and-down flight. So two back-to-back flights that literally... Oh, I got upgraded for the first time today in my life.
Really? They just asked you, like, hey, sir, you look like a nice guy. Do you want to upgrade?
No, they just didn't. I think I just bought economy, and then they didn't have enough economy seats. And so I went up to the gate, and I was, like, late to the gate, and they're like, oh, here, you got this one. And I was, like, sky priority on Delta. I was like, this is sick.
But did, on your original boarding pass, did it have, like, seat counter? Or did not have give you a seat right away?
It just said seat counter. And then I had to go see the counter, and they're like, here, you have seat 8D. And so I was, like, the window seat and, like, the Comfort Plus. I was like, this is great. It's fantastic. Oh, also, another life update. This is big news for me. Big news for anyone that knows my reading style. I finished a book in 2 weeks.
I finished a book today too.
No way. What book?
Yeah. The David Ross one I've been reading forever.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
Literally, like 2 weeks I finished a book.
Congrats. That's big. That's
an accomplishment. I think honestly we can just end the podcast there.
I mean, it's almost like you're back in school, like you had to finish it for some reason.
I don't know. I didn't have to. I just felt like I wanted to.
Oh, but yeah, congrats. That's big.
What's new with you?
You know, I did one of those deep clean weekends where I just cleaned my entire apartment, minus the bathroom, but my entire apartment. it just, like, when I laid down Sunday to go to bed, it was like, you just feel clean, even though, I clean everything around me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just one of those good feelings, one of those underrated good feelings that I don't have often enough, I guess. But also on Sunday night, after cleaning everything, I was like, you know what? I'm going to reward myself. Get a DQ Blizzard. And by golly, I spent 30 minutes trying to get this Blizzard.
How'd that go?
Dang middle schoolers.
They're just intimidating you.
Dairy Queen must be the hangout. Okay, so like, there's a Dairy Queen is like 3 or so miles away from me. So I got in the car, drove there, and I was like half mile out. I was like, wow, there's just a lot of bike traffic. This is good to see. It's like younger kids. I'm like, ah, good to see like people doing
nice
things.
Nice to see people out there exercising on a Saturday night.
It was just cool. And then like as I got to Dairy Queen, I realized they were all going to Dairy Queen. Like the parking lot was filled with not cars but bikes. And I was like, I'm not going in there. And so I went and detoured my way to the next one. Same exact thing. Half mile out, tons of bikes.
Dude.
But that's how I knew. I caught on pretty quick. I was like, oh, god damn it. Did the whole roll by, and I was like, just packed. And I was like, it must be just the spot, the hangout spot.
It's got to be the hangout spot.
For middle schoolers. DQ. And so I got bullied around by these middle schoolers and ended up going to Walgreens and buying a pint of Ben and Jerry's and calling it a night that way.
Just feel bad about yourself for the rest of the night anyway. I hate getting bullied by middle schoolers.
So that kind of leads us into our podium that we're going to do this week. We're going to do a podium of awkward middle school moments.
Grant. The thing for me is I don't even know where to start. I'd love to start. I'd love to take the first pick on this.
I'll take it if you don't want it.
I'm going to take it.
Okay.
I think the podium of awkward middle school moments.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like there's so many to choose from, but it's like which ones do I still kind of feel awkward about?
There's so many of them I still feel awkward about. That's the issue.
This is
a fiery one. This could go a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. And if you really want to keep our innocence for the rest of your life,
that's the other thing.
Maybe pick this up in about 5 minutes, and then you'll come back to a fun interview. First kisses.
I did not have that written down, but yeah, that's a first good kisses. One.
Middle school was definitely a time for the little peck on the cheek from, you know, your girl.
Oh my god, that was so cute.
Your girl Becky or whatever her name was, and yeah, that stuff was weird. It was awkward.
And then like you'd scamper away right afterwards and go tell your.
Or you'd plan to meet in the middle of the hallway, like during the middle of a period. Like,
there was,
yo, meet me in the hallway at 9:45, no, 9:47 on 30 seconds, right in front of the girls' bathroom. And you're like, yeah, I'll be there. And you're like passing notes all day. Yeah, the first kiss. Definitely weird.
Goes on to it.
What?
It's like planning a vacation. Now. Yeah,
but there's more moving parts because you can't get caught. It's like planning a vacation with your mistress.
That's a great analogy. We come up with some of the weirdest but accurate analogies on this thing. Okay, my first one is going to be those middle school dances.
Oh, that was on my list, too.
Were you going to dance with, and, like, someone asked you to dance, but you're already, like, dancing with someone else, and, like...
So, could you guys grind at yours?
Nah.
No. I didn't think so. Yeah, so we could grind at ours. So, ours is awkward for a whole, like, 3 inches of different reasons, but
yeah, leave room for the Holy Spirit, man.
But yeah, ours was different. This is gonna be a contentious podium here. This is gonna be a good one.
It was just a lot of like those awkward like friend circles.
Yeah, everyone holding hands.
And
like
then you get, and then you get your guys like slowly move closer to like, someone else, and then like you kind of slowly intermix the circles. Yeah. And
then like that one guy that's like got the ball just steps up and says, hey. Let's dance.
And like, actually has rhythm.
Yeah, and he's actually really good at it. And then everyone else is like, well, I can't live up to that. So they just all fade away. So it just turns out that one guy dances with all the girls.
Because he's the only one who's willing to.
That lucky asshole. Oh, fuck. All right, mine. I got another good one. This kind of, only because we're males that this happened mostly in middle school. But... it's always really awkward when it first happens and you never know when it's gonna happen, but acne. Where'd you think I was going with that one, huh? Where'd you think I was going there?
So you were acne the whole time. Get out of her armpit hair.
Oh, that's a good one too. Is that what you had next?
No, I didn't write that down. I should have saved it.
Acne though, when you get the first like pimple and you're like, god, it's disgusting, and then you pop your first pimple too? That's definitely middle school.
I remember doing that, and I like popped it, and I was like, oh my god, what is that? And then I was like, wait, that was kind of interesting. But they're like, oh my god, what was it? Was it alive? I don't know. And then, yeah, then it just, boom, took over.
Took over your life. Next thing you know, still got pimples to this day.
Okay, my second one is having your friends go ask the person you like's friends.
Yeah.
So-and-so like so-and-so back?
Yeah.
Dude. And then, the friend communication chain.
Can we do that again? Because I was a big fan of that.
Should I just start texting people?
I was a pretty big fan of that. We should set up a dating app that essentially says, like, hey, my friends are single. I'd love to set you up. So you can join in, like, two facets. You can join in the facet where, like, you're the friend trying to set up your friend with someone else. Or you can be the person looking for someone's friend to set you up. Holy shit, this is gold.
Because people in relationships are always like so high and mighty, like, oh, we know how to do it.
Yeah, we know how to date. We've been dating for like 6 weeks now. We know how to date. We're moving in together next month.
And let me tell you, it's wonderful. It's the best
fantastic.
Dating of your life.
Of your life. Ever.
Ever. I think we just created a new idea. Dibs.
Everyone yeah, dibs. Anyone that creates that has to just pay us.
Charlie and me, large.
Yeah, $1 million.
Sure.
I'll take $1 million. If you want to create it, I'll take $1 million. Why
each.
Not? Each.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie and me. So
checkmate out. This is checkmate out too. Me.
So is this my last one here?
This is your last one.
All right. I probably have a better one, but this one's important to me. When I was growing up, I had three sisters. I mean, I still have three sisters, so that's good.
But
so they did not – after middle school, they never let me wear athletic shorts to school anymore. So I had to stop wearing athletic shorts. And middle school was the king of that.
That moment.
It was tough. So athletic shorts.
Do you want a moment of silence for your athletic shorts?
Yep.
Okay. That was cool. my third one's also very more like personal versus the other ones are kind of more broad. So in middle school, all 3 years, we had the middle school musical that we had put on. And that meant makeup. We had to wear like...
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Foundation,
no,
lipstick,
you didn't.
The full nine yards.
Lipstick? You wore lipstick?
I wore lipstick.
Mary, if there's pictures of this, just text them to me when you hear this. Just text them to me when you hear this.
I think I have on my phone.
I think that's gonna be the cover of this episode.
The new cover. Yeah, it was.
You have to send that to me.
You always had like a certain. So like, this was like some of the teachers and some of the parents would like volunteer to do the makeup, and so like, you had your good ones and your bad ones, and basically my mom just took over and was like, okay. So my mom was the only one who ever applied my makeup. So she would like do it just right. After the first time I did it, I was like bright orange and had just like cherry red lipstick.
Dude, you look like you popped out of a tanning salon.
Never again.
That's awesome. I'm a big
fan. So yeah, that was, and then like we'd have other schools come and watch these things. And it was just like.
Why was I never invited?
I was usually other Catholic schools, parochial schools.
Oh, yeah.
Like my Sacred Heart friends and everything. So I'm just like. I don't see you. You don't see me. But yeah, then like I'm so alone. Hard to hide that.
I'm an absolute carrot right now.
Yeah. So yeah, that
Charlie,
was.
Before that segment ends, I just want to say that I don't think you need to wear makeup to look beautiful.
You know, that's what I was going for. That whole third one was just for that.
I know that you don't have to wear anything to look beautiful. You look great all the time.
Thank you.
But on that note, let's cut to the interview. And we got a good family friend of me's family coming on, so it'll be a little more directed towards one side, but it's a fun interview, and we look forward to y'all listening to it. Now we welcome on Dylan Winky. He's a good family friend of the Suddy family. Dylan, we're happy to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So welcome to probably your favorite interview ever. You've never listened to any of Charlie and Me episodes before in your life?
I just actually listened to 5 minutes before coming in, but...
Did you really?
Yes.
Gotta get that research in.
He warmed up. Awesome. So the first question we ask any guest that ever comes on is, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? And we know that obviously you've never met Charlie before today. So what's your favorite Me
really
moment?
I'd be really impressed if you come up with something.
Well, this is my favorite Charlie moment, but my favorite Grant moment. Grant and I were for 2 weeks bunkmates. I used to sleep on Grant's trundle bed when I was in college and got in a little bit of trouble, and the Suddies took me into their home and put me on Grant's trundle bed while he was on the bottom bunk of his bunk bed. So we were roommates for a little bit before.
I think it's important to highlight too that I was probably like 14.
Yeah, I was like 19.
Yeah. You were like in trouble, and I was just like,
we had to go to bed at like 8:30, and I was on my phone texting all night with my friends.
How was the pillow talk?
It was non-existent. It was me texting my phone, and Grant, ooh, I guess, ratted on me the next day saying that I was texting all night with my phone light on, keeping him up for grade school.
I'll tell you, things have changed. You got much better pillow talk. I can attest to that.
So do you have a favorite, like, lake or vacation story of being with the Suddy family for the past, I don't know, what, 24 years?
Yeah, this is my 24th year going on vacation with you guys. And Anna just lived up to this today, but my family always buys a massive blow-up raft, and it's always Grant or Anna's job to get neck-deep in the water and drag us around to make sure we don't drift away and anchor us, so... Tomorrow, Grant is going to be making sure I get some extra good rays on the raft tomorrow. And
anchor boy.
Drag him out to the sandbar.
We'll get some great ones tomorrow. That's for sure. It's important to note, too, that it's cold in Lake Michigan when you're neck deep. Just so I'm being clear.
Right, anyway. I don't get in the water.
Dylan wouldn't know. Okay, so Grant has shared a little bit about you, Dylan. He hinted that you might have some cool hidden talents you'd like to share with us.
Sure. I could talk like Peter Griffin here, and basically anyone on Family Guy.
Who else you got on Family Guy?
Cleveland. Hey there, Peter.
Don't you have the grandpa, too?
Say there, Chris. Got some popsicles for in the cellar.
Do you have Stewie?
No, Stewie's
he's different.
Elusive impression that I can't capture.
What about Lois?
No Lois.
No
either.
Lois?
No.
You've been working on
no
it?
No Lois, no Meg.
No Meg? You can't do Mila Kunis?
No, none of the women on the show I can't do. Yet.
Yet.
I'm working
so
on it.
How often do you get asked to do those impressions?
Daily.
Really?
Yeah.
Glad we can meet your quota.
He's already been asked plenty of times.
This is my time to shine, guys. Yeah.
I heard you have the backwards alphabet down.
Yes.
Do it.
In
please.
Peter Griffin's voice.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIH-GFEDCBA. I also did it in a rap voice, if you didn't notice. Peter Griffin raps the alphabet backwards. YouTube it.
Is it you?
Or
is
no, it Peter I just Griffin? Did it right. It's going to be on YouTube tomorrow.
That's it's going to be on YouTube tomorrow. It'll be on our podcast first. That's an that's an exclusive.
Got to hunt that stuff out.
That was crazy. When did you learn how to do the alphabet backwards?
When I was like in kindergarten, I think.
Yeah? I couldn't even do the alphabet in kindergarten.
I know. I'm aware. I knew you in kindergarten.
He was your bunk mate.
Yeah. Yeah, a pillow talk consisted of doing the alphabet forwards with Grant.
So you're a dad now. Do you aspire to be like the funny dad growing up? Or, I mean, the good dad, but like the funny dad?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think my son's not going to know whether or not Peter Griffin is my real voice or this is my real voice. So I think that's the goal.
You won't be able to listen to this then. That's fun. So what's been the best part of being a new dad so far?
Just like you just said, making them laugh every day. That's the favorite part about it is, and bringing them to our county. I've been waiting my whole life to bring a kid here and keep the tradition going. So
love
it. You're next, Grant.
Next, yeah.
Oh boy.
Hear that, ladies?
Look out.
You're welcome.
That took a turn. All right. Dylan, I've never met you or anything. I don't know if you have any tattoos currently, but we'd like to conclude the question part of this interview with our tattoo question, which is, if you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? And in case you need help getting the brain going, I would like to offer that Grant's face is an option.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do the Grant's face. Grant's face, unless it was Hugh Grant. I think I'm gonna do the caterpillar on the lower back. The butterfly's a little overdone. I like to be a little younger, a little more raw.
A teenager.
Yeah, pre-cocoon.
Cool. That was probably one of the best answers we've ever had. Besides,
it was quick. Everyone goes, I was thinking maybe getting this beautiful flower, or yeah.
it got weirdly serious one time because we have a lot of friends who don't think we'd have tattoos, and they're like, yeah, well, I've been really thinking about getting. I was like, oh.
I don't have any tattoos. That's an honest answer, I swear.
We have one game to wrap this up here, a little trivia game. I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose. It's the first time I've ever actually participate in any of the games we've done on this podcast, so.
Besides, the facts ones.
So let's explain the rules to us really quick so that I know what I'm doing, and then read us some trivia, I guess.
Okay, so for our listeners, it's going to be the same format as the spelling bees we usually do, where I'm going to ask Grant a trivia question. If he gets it right, he gets a point. If he gets it wrong, Dylan, you can steal that point if you know the answer.
Got it.
And then, Dylan, you'll get a question. And then same thing. If you get it wrong, Grant can steal. But if you get it right, it's your own point. And then we'll have a third question for – or a second question for each of you. And that one is only yours. No stealing on that one. And if it's tied, we'll go to a bonus round. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not probably not getting the bonus. I'm not feeling very smart right now. We're going
to – Okay. I tried to mix in – not too difficult, but we'll see. Here we go. Grant, first question. What are the three primary colors?
Red, green, and blue?
No.
When do I just go now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Red, yellow, and blue.
That's correct.
Yellow, damn it. Grant.
Yellow.
You know that I'm not an arty guy.
I know. Well, I give it to you.
Artsy. This is payback.
Ask this guy a Power Rangers question. He gets it every time.
Red Ranger.
Yeah, not Blue Ranger, but that's okay.
How about Pink Ranger, man? All right, Dylan, your question here is, name the world's largest island.
Australia.
Incorrect.
Oh, I get shot now?
It's not an island, because it's an island. Darn it.
New Zealand.
Wrong. It's probably Greenland.
What is it?
Oh, Greenland's bigger than Australia. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
I was going to say Indonesia next. I was going down in size. So.
I thought about the UK for a second, but I was just...
Well, all right, that was way off.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go Grant first on this one to see if he can force Dylan to answer his correct. Grant, name the seventh planet from the sun.
Seventh?
Yeah.
Mars. There's a nice acronym for that about your mom, right? Your teacher.
I honestly never learned this. That's why I put it on this. I was never good at naming the planets.
I know the eighth one.
I asked for seventh though.
The eighth one isn't a planet. So next to Jupiter would be Neptune.
Wrong.
Saturn.
Uranus.
Uranus? Uranus.
Yeah.
What's the? How's that thing go where it's it's like
I never learned the acronym.
My teacher, my something, whatever. Whatever.
You know, I started saying never eat soggy waffles, but that's my
But you know what I'm saying? It's the, fuck, what is that one? Whatever.
I know, I was starting to think of it too.
Roy G. Biv. What? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's what I thought about when I was trying to think of the colors.
Dylan, just for fun, I'll ask your question anyway. What was the first state in the continental United States to be drilled for oil?
California.
Pennsylvania.
Really?
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
They obviously didn't know where they were looking.
Nah, they had better options.
I swear, you guys said it was going to be Bachelorette trivia.
Who was the guy with the really long curly hair?
In what?
The Bachelorette, I don't know.
The Bachelorette?
Do you know? I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't
watch it. He watched it.
Oh, darn
it. Yeah.
Dylan, well, thanks for coming on. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I'm glad you guys could meet.
What's up, man?
And that was our good friend Dylan Winky. A lot of fun. That trivia section was a little harder than I thought it was going to be. But
I'll have to adjust accordingly for next time.
I liked it. I thought it was good. I guess I wasn't mentally prepared. I just had a really big meal. You never perform well after a big meal. Always before. You got to be starved to perform well.
We all know that. Wait 15 minutes. We can jump in.
Yeah, gotta wait 30 minutes to go for a swim, at least.
30, I don't know. I just guessed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I've been drinking wine, but recently, you know, this week, it's my birthday week, so I'm taking a leave of absence from the wine club, and I'm drinking beer, because it's my birthday week, I don't have to care about my body, right? So... anyway, since it's my birthday week, I don't have to care my body. Charlie, what wine are you going for this week?
This week I enjoyed a couple glasses of a Francis Coppola Chardonnay from 2015 Sonoma County, and honestly, I bought it just for the label.
Is it green?
No, it's a white label with red lettering, and there's two like figures dancing, and I thought it looked kind of cool.
Ooh, throw it out there.
I like it. So it's a strong bodied Chardonnay. Hits you strong when you first, you know, get in your mouth. It's full blast flavor.
You would like some tomatoes?
I honestly can't really remember what it tastes like. It was a couple while ago, and I'm sick, so my palate, there's nothing there anymore.
Yeah.
Can't taste flavors.
Right.
But like I did know when I was drinking it that it was strong to start, but then that's my expert. That's my professional opinion. I'm a professional in something. It might not be wine tasting, but it's my professional opinion.
Okay, yeah. Just for everyone that was actually listening to that, and the fact that that broke up in the middle, that was the best wine review you've ever had. And I don't want him to say it again, because the fact that it broke up really added to the... I was going to not say anything and just let it go through and see if anyone said anything, but I hope everyone heard that, because that was pretty great. It was like you... It was like you're trying to tell someone that you're not going into a tunnel. Apologize for the poor connection. We'll be back next week with first class Wi-Fi, but this is what we got.
What we got. Finish it up.
Let's wrap it up. Let's bring some quotes in.
All right.
What do you got?
You first.
All right, I'll go. Mine. Oh, okay. It's short and sweet.
Yeah.
It's the courage that counts.
Like me. Oh.
It's the courage that counts.
Courage that counts. I do like that.
Churchill.
That's courageous.
It was courageous.
That's a courageous quote. Throw that.
It was a big one for him to put out there. He was definitely nervous saying that one.
Yeah. Sounds like some big speech coming. It's the courage that counts.
Yeah, and he's got a cigar in his mouth the whole time. It's the courage that counts, right, boss.
My guy also. All
right.
My quote also comes from a cigar-loving guy, Michael Jordan. Being nervous isn't bad. It just means, or it's just normal. Can't read my own handwriting.
One more time.
Okay. One more time. Rewind. Being nervous isn't bad. It just means something important is happening.
Nice. It's like when I talk to chicks.
Something important is happening. This is groundbreaking.
Something's going to happen.
Send the alarms out.
Send the alarms out. All right. That was the 25th episode. Before we go too far in a wormhole we don't want to be in. It was fun, and we'll see you next week. Deuces.